I think we can start now. Live from the Bunker, edition 2009, now in widescreen.
Herzlich willkommen zur FNORD News Show.
Welcome to the FNORD News Show. This is the Live from the Bunker edition, in widescreen.
And this time it took a little longer, that's the reason.
Okay, we'll start with... Okay, this was one of the mottos, and there were some rather bizarre events, such as the funny laser sword fight on the lawn of the White House.
Where we knew with Bush, he obviously drunk a little.
Obama did admit he was smoking a joint sometime in his youth. And we'd actually found his custom drugs. For those that can't read it, this is erasing paper with Obama.
We don't mean that negatively, it's just that's how it is sometimes.
And sometimes you have to talk to people that you don't really want to talk to that much. And you can tell he's a charmer if you look at Mrs. Merkel's face there.
It's the only picture that we found where she's actually smiling.
We know the previous president tried shoulder massage, and that wasn't that successful.
The audience asked the question where the hand of Obama is actually sitting at the moment.
Or maybe he is good with his feet. We don't know that.
Yeah. Well, change we can believe in that shows itself like itself with the next picture.
And what you see there is actually a memory.
Well, that's what happened. That's what actually changed.
And it takes a while until you in your stride, and that's when photos like this.
The life is hard.
Within asks us what when the world government is actually in session. This is a picture of the G20 summit.
James Bond, probably. James Bond was the first to finally got to get into action. And what happened additionally, we looked back and, you know, that's what really happened. Because I find Sarkozy's look of face even more interesting than Obama's.
Well, we thought we'd spare you a longer series of Sarkozy photos. We did some more research, though, of what was happening behind the...
It's not easy for everybody the same, like, how to smile to a camera, as you can see with the guy from Saudi Arabia.
But the Russian participants seem to have a real amount of fun.
Fun continued.
And then there was a slight problem there with walking. Walking straight, but of course between men you help each other out. Berlusconi getting help from both sides. Friends in need. There was this interpretation whether these are new alliances, but you never know.
It's not always nice in the politics. Sometimes it's a little less nice, especially in the UN.
When you have a party, everyone's having a good time, and and then one of those party poopers comes along. And the party pooper of the year, of course, was Colonel Gaddafi. Gaddafi said in front of the UN Assembly to disband Switzerland and share their land between its neighbors. And, well, Gaddafi, he did have a gift of facial expressions.
Gaddafi was the media hacker of the year, where he invited 500 virgins from Italy, and it was like, we need nice, beautiful women with style, and everybody thought he was holding an orgy, and they just did a reading of the Quran.
His stylish clothing, of course, is unrivaled on the international stage. If his range of medals ever needs defragmentation.
He sort of does things like on the other side of his breast is the photo of the occupation of Libya by the Italians, and he's got a talent for being just the party pooper from time to time.
And someone with real expressive faces, our Mrs. Chancellor.
Our mission is it to show the relationships and the special links between Gaddafi and
picture and then forth again. Forward. Well, she didn't have that much fun on the international stage. No one except Obama, her new young friend.
And at the climate summit, he couldn't do very much, so she had to show him what to do.
She wanted to show them how things are done, and she went back to the past. Of course, there's a huge amount of
anniversaries
from the past to choose from. So when the wall came down, she...
And the 1984 stunt at the party for the 20 years of the fall of the Berlin Wall. You can't see what the little white point on the Brandenburg Gate is, the umbrella above Merkel that some poor bastard had to hold for her while she was holding a speech. And that looks so empty from this point of view. There were quite many people on the court, but
of course you have to prepare these things very well and make sure everyone's having a good time. And how do you make sure of that? By selecting your audience, and well, if there's space left, take some police students and put them there as clappers. Especially nice was the utterance that stabilizers would be used, and that would be
normal.
That was a normal thing to do.
At many events by CDU, the Conservative Party, you expect like 56-year-old people, and if you see younger people, that's, you know, everything is in decline.
Of course. Stabilizers might mean something else, maybe average age stabilized, or they're standing there to prevent anyone falling. Who knows? Of course, Frau Merkel doesn't have strong facial expressions, but strong hand gestures, too. And our huge role model Volker Pispers has a nice little section in his act.
We have to find a common solution.
And we'll do a casting for everyone who feels they should do it.
So as a chancellor, you always need an idol, like an idol in China. The dude in the middle is a Chinese politician. He seemed to have a little less fun than the other people. But at least she had some training in having the hands above her waist. We can learn a lot from China, like culture and art, especially this very nice picture that we found.
So they
we found it on a website and in the category fetish.
Also mir fallen auf Anhieb nur drei ein, aber vielleicht findet jemand mehr.
Ja, China ist in diesem Jahr viel im Gerede gewesen, insbesondere
so
im Kontext
a lot of people talk about China,
especially
with respect to CO2 emissions and environmental protection. And we found some pictures, and there's a very innovative approach that China took this year.
Yeah, so the usual situation.
So China. So China was like, no. Primarily.
It was a very interesting story. We actually wanted to propose this for the Award of Steel. But someone who was writing for The Guardian was for the press in Copenhagen.
And they were primarily affected because they had 1.5 meters above it.
Exactly. So the delegation went to the Maldives to report about this problem. And he was actually in this room in Copenhagen. And we were asking ourselves what was happening actually in Copenhagen. Well, so they wanted to look like that the West is guilty, but otherwise.
And they also told the West to not be unilateral, and they said, okay, not even that was what China allowed the West powers to do.
Well, that's the way it looks like in Shanghai. Not very nice. Well, we'd like to get to some perspective for you. These are the world production numbers from steel and cemetery. So, China's.
So, this is a very clear example that we found here. This is the distribution of military expenses all over the world. Red is the United States of America.
Yes.
And with the cement, so what do you do with that much cement? That's what one of you might ask themselves. And you may not be able to explain it, but the same happened in China. So sometimes one of those houses collapses after you bought it. So the house collapsed after people moved in. So apparently there were like one or two people in there when nobody was in there yet, but so it's not that bad. If they would have built them a little bit closer together, it would be awesome.
And if you look at the
so if you look at the
gaps between them, you can see how well they're coping. And this is the normal situation in China and on the roads. And their example they're following is from the West.
And the West makes bailouts, so China couldn't do anything else.
And like in the West, there are cities that are planned that have never been built or that have been built.
Investment ruins like the Unicenter in Berlin.
So cities have been built where no one lives. So to clarify it, this is how it normally looks. and this is how it looks in this city, completely empty.
So completely empty. It's not that nobody would be allowed to live there, but as everything was built from scratch and all the luxury standards they had, so there's also the old part of the city where it really looks like on the other pictures.
And protecting the environment is obviously a genuine problem. And of the large countries, the one that's most seriously afflicted is Brazil, and they've made some suggestions. Namely, that one can piss under the shower. Because we can, that way, save a lot of water.
And it looks like a fake, but we took a look.
And this is the website they've created for it. So you can check, it's a flash animated website. It's yellow, it's got transparent drops that fly fly across the screen. It's a genuine website.
So, very nice, especially if you know what Brazilian showers look like.
I'm not going to go into detail.
Yeah, one of the highlights is also that we also nominated some awards, and we took over the categories from last year. Because it seemed to make sense. First one is the Inspector Clouseau Award for awesome police work.
One candidate is...
That's Uwe Schoenemann, Ministry of Interior for Niedersachsen.
And if you can read it well, his username, password and domain are hanging at the bottom of the screen.
And the domain is LKA.
Landeskriminalamt.
So, yeah.
And of course, as a police officer, one needs to be able to demonstrate such matters of provability.
Fortunately, the illegal copiers successfully labeled their work.
This is a principle that they wanted to copy.
So
they did exactly the same with the child pornography. So one knows what's on the disc. This would win an award, but this year there was the Phantom in Heilbronn, in which the... For those who don't know, this was the police in Europe found, they were looking for a murder whose DNA was founded in 34 different crime scenes. And, you know, it was murders and break-ins, and they were looking for, had shot police officers, and very, very, a very eclectic mixture of cases, and they couldn't quite work out what was going on. So she was responsible for half the serious crimes in the Republic of Germany. And they discovered that it couldn't be the DNA of the people checking in the forensic laboratories of the Bundeskriminalamt, but what they ruled those out because they'd checked those first and removed them. But then what they hadn't checked was that there was a woman working in the factory in which these sticks are made, these Q-tips, cotton buds, and
the Bild newspaper properly anonymized the information. Haha. Another subject that people have done is atomic energy. The organization called Vattenfall, and there's a very awesome picture we don't want to keep from you.
So
this was the nicest.
So that was the nicest.
The nice thing about this story is that there was a tiny little message in the newspaper that Vattenfall, apparently when they bought a German energy provider, they oversaw some things with European regulations.
Nowadays, nobody reads contracts before signing them. We know that since Toll Collect.
So when they took over this company, well, the European law says in this case, if one of those companies is bought, the mother organization carries the risk. And in this case, the regulation was that the other organization carries the risk for it. So if one of those things blows up, the Swedish people would be, or the Swedish government would be in charge. So one of the few little positive examples.
Not only in Vattenfall were some problems with nuclear power, especially there was a very nice story in Biblos when some repairing workers refused to do their work because they said that the conditions for working were so bad that they couldn't do this while complying to the laws.
So, quote, you better not touch anything because otherwise you're in jail with one leg.
So in Sweden, the government is liable. Here in Germany, every single worker is liable.
Not only in Biblis, also other atomic reactors that were bought in the 70s have this issue. And there's a project for next generation power plants.
So there is a new power plant built in Finland that went so wrong that the Finnish government actually stopped the construction.
And the reasoning was that the executing companies would have an excessive lack of professional knowledge.
Siemens.
Und naja, und sie hätten einfach, nachdem selbst Fehler, auf die sie hingewiesen wurden, über Jahre hinweg nicht korrigiert.
And they hadn't corrected any of the many mistakes they'd made over the previous years. And there was a lovely description from the building site. One of the engineers said, it's like the Tower of Babel. I stopped after 27 languages, I stopped counting. There's a positive aspect which shouldn't go unmentioned. Which is that the Russians perhaps wouldn't have had as many concerns in such a building action, so I'm in many ways quite relieved that it's happening in Finland and nowhere else.
I suppose you'll have to give an introduction to this. There were so many news items that made us say, what? What's going on now? And one of those was this one.
Also da kann man sich nicht ausdenken. Also ein radioaktiver Kinderpornograf
fährt allein in seinem Auto durch Irland. Das kann man sich nicht vorstellen. Radioactive child pornography consuming teacher driving alone in his car. I just imagine those people patrolling the street with the Geiger counters. One of the things that we had all of the year going on for all of the year is ASSE, a depositing site for radioactive waste, and that had a whole string of mishaps and scandalous. First of all, a collapse was feared, then some liquid sipped into, then they found old leaking barrels of radioactive waste. And of course, there was plutonium in it, harmless plutonium, the harmless kind, of course. And then it was suddenly 28 kilos. And then the script goes on, another liquid event, and the roof collapsing. The link led to the Federal Radiation Protection Authority. It's now a 404 link. And this is Kanzler Merkel being accused of having known about the problems for several years. She actually was a minister in charge for a while.
At this moment, we were already steering close to the election, and a lot of the politicians in this country have a hand for timing, or are good with timing. Mrs. Merkel? Well, she probably read the news. So, as we mentioned, we had one political politician who had a hand for timing, and he had this awesome headline where he said, Sigmar Gabriel is the person in the SPD party who can set positive accents, and at least he has a hand for timing. So, pieces of human bodies in an atomic nuclear power area. There's a parallel interesting story in Italy where they figured out that the state has done all of their garbage to the mafia, and they put it on ships and sent those to the ocean and dropped it there. And there also were ships with nuclear waste that were sunk. And, well, when the mafia does that, they can also put some dead people in there as well and kill two birds with one stone. So the analogy was perfect at that point. Banks are also pretty creative with that respect, with derivatives and stuff. And sometimes you ask yourself, where do they stop with their creativity? At a certain level of debt, it's too big to fail. And you have a lot of pressure. So you have to think outside the box. And when they got bankrupt, they found enough stuff, uranium, for an atomic bomb. I mean, we mentioned financial bombs and that they might go up, but that's not what we meant.
Greenpeace also has an unambiguous opinion, which we can all agree with. If the world was a bank, you would have saved it a long time ago already. Not only firms, not only companies have gone bankrupt this year and need to deal creatively with their debts, but also governments in the US and Germany. And in the US, they've attempted to sell bonds, and in the US, no one has bought them. So they found a very innovative solution, namely that the Federal Reserve, the Fed, the central bank of the US, supposedly independent of the state, has printed more money in order to buy the bonds released by the state. So The Economist illustrated how that works financially. We've got a magic hat, we've got a tap coming out of it, we print money, we use that to buy the bonds, so the state is no longer bankrupt. Which allows us a good transition to the bailout award, the Franz Josef Strauss bailout award. We'll just explain this in case not everyone knows it. He was the Bavarian finance minister who lent the DDR government a billion marks, which is quite a lot of, not that money now, but quite a lot then. But it was And with these 2 billion marks, the German Democratic Party, the DDR, was able to survive for several years. That is, it's excellent management in today's figures. From now, a bank wouldn't be able to even to pay all their bonuses. So the candidates for this award, for the bailout award, the first was Mr. Ackermann. The relations of power are demonstrated quite pleasantly here. 20% credit, fine, no problem. AIG was one contender. That's a secondary financer and securities. And they financed lots of the public building measures, so secondary refinancing of the building of roads, etc. So that allowed AIG to save a lot of taxes. And if AIG had gone bankrupt, a lot of streets would no longer be able to be driven on. So that was the justification of the bailout. And then if we look at where the money went that was used in this bailout, it was used primarily in giving money to the banks, the Société Générale, and number two was Goldman Sachs, a name that you can note. What's interesting about this Geschichte is that about this story is that AIG
the charge of all that radioactive financial waste and of course the first thing they do with the bailout money is have a huge party and bribe politicians and all that. So these bonds that we're talking about, it's always hard to imagine. What does the bond actually look like? Here's an example. At the Italian-Swiss border, two old Japanese people, a married couple was picked up with 134 billion in U.S. Treasury bonds. Just to compare, AIG bailout, same magnitude, and this is what it looks like in paper. And now think, this is so bizarre. You think this is only happening once. This only happens once in life. But a few months later, another case, 100 billion, Switzerland again. We thought, why? Why? It's a classic case. We wanted to know. We went on the research. And
we have a video of this.
100 billion dollars.
Also unseren Recherchen nach handelt es sich
dabei. According to our research, it's
wie war denn noch beim Franzosen Strauß, der Gewinner ist?
Goldman Sachs.
Goldman Sachs, our next example.
So we're showing the Goldman Sachs, and this is the new headquarter for Goldman Sachs that was built primarily based on tax holder money, and they got special financiation. And first of all, because it's New York, and second, because the area of New York is affected, and it's like area of ground zero. So the mayor was basically forced to build this building for $1 million or $1 billion, and the value is $10 billion. So if you look at this more detail, you see it goes up until September, mid-December, October. So we researched a bit what happened there, and turned out Obama said the crisis is over, we don't need more stimulus here. Yeah. So, yes, from $50 to about $130, it went up. That's what the bailout was. And Goldman Sachs positioned themselves cleverly. One of those ex-managers who is now enforcement delegate of the American stock market people. And there's a new insider scandal as well from this organization that is supposed to solve those issues. And they got the biggest bonus payments of their 140-year company history. with respect to crisis and stuff. And, well, so there's a few other stories, front-running and so. And the current finance minister in the U.S., so it's pure...
Are they demanded that the design of the building is actually an up here's finger? There also was there wasn't also the bailout. You also get, of course, you get a lot of bribes and stuff, and you've got to be a little dumb if not. And there's a lot of German companies that have the same problem, so they need specialists and good people. And the company Siemens, there's one of the competence centers in Germany for the topic of corruption and fight against it. And you have to get specialists for that. And you got bailout specialist, and who's that? That's Theo Weigel. Theo Weigel is one of the is former finance minister of Germany. And if there's one person who knows things about bribing, it's probably him. And Siemens, you think, fighting corruption, who could do that better than Siemens? And so Microsoft got people from Siemens to fight their own corruption.
So with all that corruption fighting, of course, there's not that much money left. And here's a photo from the depths of Siemens somewhere. A new loo cover is planned for the 2011 budget. So, as we said, it's difficult to find good staff these days. And we heard some rumors about a new competence team in the world government about finance and location, reviving the financial locations. And here are our candidates. Someone who really knows about numbers. Then we have someone who really has a lot of money and someone who knows about numbers as well. This number plate, by the way, is not photoshopped. It's the vice chairman of Merrill Lynch who uses that that bank. And so obviously our candidate number three. So as there's not that much money left, so people said, well, we'll have to get the economy going, get more taxes in, and how better can you get more taxes in than by selling cars? The problem was cars were not getting sold. They were just standing around and not getting sold. Who wants so ugly cars anyway? So what was there to do? So they had to solve problems. We heard about the car scrappage scheme, but that was only what was communicated to the outside. There were other approaches too, very innovative, which we want to award now. Austria, for example, the Austrian army had an exercise at a motorway, an autobahn, in which they fired a lot of fog grenades, and that led to the biggest mass accident pileup on that motorway ever in Austrian history.
The Netherlands are always in front when it's about creative problem solving. So everyone is helping here, not just the government, every single person. So they just started pushing cars in the river. This is very especially convenient for very small cars, like the smart card. Then there's also the solution in Berlin. And the Americans have their own solution, like just closed productions. Very good security concepts as well, of course. We asked, where did they get this idea from? And FIFA found out. And actually, they found their idol in Scandinavia. Okay, so the cars are just standing around on the parking lots. So we asked ourselves the question, where are the ships? And the ships are actually in Singapore. and they are just sleeping there. So you can actually get an overview over all the ships. You need to fly over them.
And of course, there's a lot of people afflicted by this, by the economic crisis. For example, the pirates in Somalia, because when there's less ship transport, less boat transport, then there's fewer opportunities for piracy. Very innovative, and one of the most wonderful examples was what they've done with their payoffs. So there's this lovely case with the Saudi supertanker, and the ransom was organized by a box that was parachuted from an airplane with a little parachute. And the Somali pirates that we can't really see, they're on little ships around the tanker. And the sad end of the history, of the story. And they wanted to run off with the ransom, and the sad story, end to the story, was that they sunk because the ransom was heavier than they thought it would be and their boats couldn't cope with it. And if we think back to through history, that it's about sharing risk, as lots of people have come together to spread the risk between them and then to profit together from that. That's the history of the market. So they did precisely the same in Somalia with the piracy market. Lots of people invested so that lots of people could profit. They've actually, in fact, they actually founded a market so that they could sell shares in piracy.
And there was a very beautiful piece of investigative journalism there. I went there and interviewed participants at this exchange and had a woman who said, well, I've got this anti-tank thing and put it there and I'm waiting for my results. In this context, there are bizarre news items. You could just... Here is Novosti, who came up with a bizarre news item. The negotiations were made. There was a woman coming up there, an unknown American woman, who claimed to be negotiation partner for the Americans and made all kinds of offers. And this whole dragged along for a month, and it was just completely, the whole hiccup was completely introduced by this weird woman, and I guess she just wanted to help. And there are nice pictures too, such as this one here, one of the pirates who they tried to convict in the US. And of course, normally the way that goes is that the US send their Marines and shoot four pirates and capture the fifth so that there is a court case. And this is the one pirate that they did catch in New York at his trial. He doesn't look that unhappy, actually, does he? So we thought, well, actually, he just wanted to get to America.
Okay, probably the... Okay.
He probably had better time in jail anyway.
Okay, he probably had better time in jail anyway. Together with pirates, there was also funny interview with two directions of press where the people had to sort of fiddle it about around and fiddle it at and it's about the pirates and the pirate party in Germany, and the old woman said, well, she likes the pirates and their ideas, but what they're doing in Somalia, that's really not okay. As you know, we have a time machine in our cellar, and we can use to look into the future, and we have like these different multiverses we can choose, and one possible future we captured within that is with the pirates is that the pirate party
That's a picture that could happen with the Pirate Party if they take the wrong direction in the multiverse.
Oh, yes, one other thing. The next story is also from the economy, and if you think about it, so spying worked in the past, so you shoot a lot of satellites into the space, and today, for little money, you sell internet, and that's what Israel did. The Lebanon did. And the Lebanon figured out that all their traffic goes through Israel. And the reason is it's cheaper. Yeah, I mean, this is least cost routing. And the Lebanon is basically being run by the Hezbollah, and they didn't really find that too funny when they figured it out. And just a little bit later, when they identified that their IP goes over Haifa, they had very interesting, mysterious explosions in the area of the border. So what's important...
What we can see on the photo are the rest of some devices to sniff the data that goes through these wires. So eventually they noticed that there were along the fiber lines, there were some little rests of explosions. So there were several Israeli missions discovered in the Lebanon, and perhaps they had to do something with it. One of the stories is the one with the Large Hadron Collider. This year there was a case where a terrorist was captured in the CERN. So that I said, Al-Qaeda is now doing stuff with black holes.
And that's how it would look from many light years away. And they have a certain charm for publicizing their own research. That's something they want as screensaver. It's slightly irritating above left. But it's only about black holes, so what could happen there? It's only a par giga electrons. But this movie, it's not bad at all. And we should really explain about the press conference that happened. So the director gave an excellent press conference, and in the middle he began to explain from unknown unknowns and black holes, and it could be the case that things go through them, and talking about portals and other dimensions. And it could be the case that we could send things through, and the journalists didn't quite hear what he said. But so, the director had a lot of fun.
Well, actually, we agreed to overdraw time relentlessly. It's all arranged with the next speaker anyway. Yeah, they're everywhere. Of course.
Someone you trust is one of us.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, from black holes to other energy sources. This is... In Russia, a water power plant exploded. Not just anyone, but the biggest in Europe. At least in Russia, a very large one. And, well, above a certain turbine size, there is a certain... rotation latency, and when one of these things gets moving, it goes through a few walls, and it looks like a stalker, doesn't it? Problems like that I dealt with by the chief himself. So Putin was there, and he let himself he asked for all the explanations, and then Novosti had one item. The Russians are very pragmatic when they have a problem. In this case, the problem was that there were corpses to be dealt with, so the people cleaning up needed to be cheered up a bit, and some alcohol was organized and given out so that people would be able to carry on.
Okay, that's not 100% correct. That was for the bury. So Putin, he doesn't really have a nice job. Sometimes he has to relax, and the problems he may have in his spare time is to drive some electric carts. Even in Russia, they are about new technology and environmental protection. And if you look like James Bond, you don't really want to drive one of those carts, at least a bigger one. And if the woman would shut up for a change, that would also not be bad. But Putin needs his spare time, and then he goes, like, chase some monsters in Loch Ness. There are some rumors that the... So somebody would call, and they would call from Norway, and Putin, hey, what the hell is going on up here? What happened there? What went wrong with these folks? And this is actually a picture. This is not photoshopped. This is an actual picture of what it looked like over the sky of Norway. Oh my God, the UFOs. But what it was in fact was the 9th failed Russian intercontinental rocket failure. And if it fails for the 9th time, then also the fun goes down. I believe this is the not one more time. From now on, it will work. So we looked at those intercontinental records, and we figured out it's a typical failure case. That's exactly what it looks like. We found another one that looks like that. And now the interesting fact about that was that there was a message on the news that a nuclear rocket. There is a fog bank as a material that's being used in those things. And according to everything we know about it, you need stuff called aerogel. And that's the substance you see underneath that stone, which is also named frozen smoke. And that stuff is apparently being used between the first and the second phase of an H2O bomb. So the neutrons can pass as they're supposed to. And fog bank was empty, was gone. There was no plant anymore to produce that stuff. And creating a new one, a new plant, would be 100 million. So, and it's also, this plant is in the United States, and they don't really know how to make that. And the Americans don't really have any interest in doing much more of that stuff. So the Trident bombs go out of service soon, and they don't really want to build it again because that's really horrible chemical stuff that they use. And the new plant that they're building, they are building it on a border of a military installation. And they said that in the congressional hearings, can we not do it any other way? No, we can't. Oh, well, then we're out of luck.
Okay. A few more bizarre events from the world of the atom. Tridents are actually launched from the ground. And we were thinking, what the heck's wrong with this year? There was a French and a British submarine in the North Atlantic, not that small of a sea, but they collided. So, and both had live nuclear missiles on board. and both are themselves propelled by nuclear energy, so that they are nice and quiet and not make any sounds by which they can be located. That was a really expensive thing, and then the sonar of the French was damaged, was just a measly $50 million damage. So unfortunate circumstances like this, there were a few of. A really bizarre one was the collision of Iridium 33 in the Cosmos 2251, and Iridium, that's a global-based satellite phone system built by Motorola, then bought by the U.S. military, super deal. And if you look at the image there of those two orbits, this is really unlikely for them to meet. So the funny thing about the story was how they actually denied everything at first. Russians said, we haven't seen any satellite crash. And then they said, okay, well, they said this is probably a military satellite. They don't want to admit it. Or it was an anti-satellite weapon that was tested. Most bizarre theories. But the one thing that wasn't explained was why NORAD was not involved and didn't know, because it would have been their job to know, and they can move satellites around to prevent this from happening. So we haven't got a nice graphic for this, but interestingly, the debris orbits, which are created as soon as one of these things disintegrates and basically move on in the same, roughly in the same way, at the same speed, that's the thing that really don't want to pass through. As we were talking about submarines, the thing that's a bit difficult is if you keep your ships with old technology, and at some time the technology is really outdated and you have to upgrade. So what do? Is there a Windows for submarines? So when Configure came about, several ships were grounded, the Royal Navy for a few days, stepped ashore, French Air Force had a... And the German one, well, that's understandable. That's to be expected, had a few outages.
Well, these are worms. We were asking ourselves how to illustrate worms. So it's Klingon. Reliability is a problem, especially in the military. Well, it could explode, so you should actually pay some attention to the quality. There are two stories concerning that. So, two big drones that actually were carrying armed live weapons. So, what you see here is the console of an operator. Pay attention to the high-tech trackball and the other high-tech equipment here. So we were looking for an illustration, and yes, we did find a screenshot from the system. So there's one drone that just continued to fly around and shot five people. In the press release, they said, well, these were terrorists. So the drone just shot five people. Nobody wanted to shoot them, but these were terrorists. And there was another drone that just zeroed its own memory in flight. So there was another one that just continued flying towards Pakistan at a time where the Pakistans were very, very unhappy because of all the drones, and they also have nuclear weapons. So they did have to send an F-16 to shoot their own drone because nobody knew what would happen. So we illustrated here how this is going to continue.
Yeah, so with the army, there's also proper military, not only console military people. So we illustrated what an army looks like, exactly like this. And the Bundeswehr, the German, that's what the German Bundeswehr looks like. It's German weapons. and they also stay stuck in the mud. That's, by the way, an official Bundeswehr picture. I thought that was very funny. But that also happens to the best of the best of the best, sir. The Americans, even an armed Humvee doesn't really get out of the mud there. So we looked about a cyberwar and dug very deep to find some picture about the Bundeswehr cyberwar where it's taking place. That's the Bundeswehr cyber warfare. And couldn't find, I could place our hands on the highly secret command and control system that Bundeswehr has. The problem Bundeswehr has is that no people who grew up now and here now come to the Bundeswehr, so they adapted the interfaces, and that's what the new interface of the command and control of the Bundeswehr looks like. Yes, to get, that's what you get nowadays if you can, if you do anything proper, if you get it, we don't know if you only get it posthumous or properly, that's, we have an Iron Cross nowadays, which has a certain historical connotation. Recently someone found out that, well, our normal theory was that Afghanistan is also only about opium, but there's also a lot of other resources in Afghanistan. It's about copper. That's they found lots and lots of copper in Afghanistan, and now there's a rush, land rush, mostly against the Chinese, who also tried to find their claims.
And the question is whether the minister gave enough bribes in order not to need it anymore. Because there needs to be a certain justice there. And we can learn something from that. There were also lots of... there were an unlikely collision that happened in Afghanistan. A Royal Air Force jet dropped a PSYOPs package with pamphlets to convince the population, the local population, of their own point of view. So it's a sort of, it's a package that was meant to split up and distribute its pamphlets across the area so that the pamphlets would be distributed. And it collided with a girl and killed her. And of course, these pamphlets say that we're your friends, even though we kill you. This was one of
the nicest trips of the Americans, wasting billions there. And then the oil fields in the end went to Russia and China. And that too yields an internal photo. Someone's happy there. Okay, last year we had Mr. Schroeder, ex-chancellor, accepting a job at Gazprom, the Russian gas company, but then there are similar missions too, also relevant. He didn't seem that relevant in the end and was sent to Iran mission, Schroeder, but Joschka Fischer, former foreign minister in the same administration, had a job too. This is about the pipelines. There are two propositions on how to get gas and oil into Europe. There is the Russian and the Balkan variety. Other things that have startled us a bit, worried us a bit. Now we have the nice screenshots. Rumsfeld, we know, has always said the most bizarre things. Also in the presidential briefings, he put in some Bible quotations. One of those is here. Very nice, this red line there, partially blacked, saying how secret the document is. And here's one with a complete screenshot. There isn't much more in terms of secrecy than this. No foreign, pretty common means no foreigners. And you can't imagine something much worse than that. And then what it contains is Bible verses. The longest top secret string, though, that we've ever seen. Okay, some of the other things that have happened. The Iranians would like to buy an air defense system for obvious reasons, because the Israelites bombed a nuclear facility in Iran in the 80s, which they were going to build. They just flew there, dropped a few bombs, and went back. And since then, the countries in that region know they need an air defense system. So the things you can buy on the markets these days, Soviet systems, Russian systems nowadays. This is one of the previous generation, but pretty advanced. And the Iranians, well, they are trying to buy them for about 10 years. They did sign a contract in about 2006, it was published, but nothing's been delivered yet. Did they actually pay? Well, the thing that happens is that the Saudi Arabians on the other side of the Gulf, and who don't like the Iranians that much, they went along and said, well, actually, we need one. We need one of these, too. Well, we'll pay in cash, so...
All right, you just do what you do, and here's the check. And from that point on, the deliveries to Iran were slightly delayed for unknown reasons. So to explain a little bit more for what's going on there, the Russians would like to have Ukraine back in Georgia. So for that reason, they have to keep the Americans busy in order to use the Iran. And when the Russians and the Americans get agreement over Ukraine, then at a certain point they won't sell stuff to Iran anymore. Nevertheless, the nuclear show continues in Iran, and from January on, we can expect this to continue. Right now, there's some disturbances where the opposition is trying to, well, spread a little bit more democracy or a little bit less restrictive politics. And here's an example for propaganda in Iranian media. It's from a demonstration that was, even for the local media, obviously photoshopped. Apparently, there were not enough people there. The best thing was the style, Prada outfit. That's not bad. It's cool. Now, internet in these areas is a little bit different from the rest of the world. In many cases, it's a lot of surveillance present, and, well, at least there is internet. It's remarkable that while there were the disturbances in Iraq, they actually blocked HTTPS, SSL. They really locked it down. So nobody really expected that, because SSL would be the last thing you would block as a protocol. And, well, nevertheless. Well, in the Iran, they didn't do that because they had some sanctions there. And on the left side, if you didn't see that, that's in Egypt. There's an internet cafe, which at the same time is a gynecologist and a pediatrician's office. And the right thing is in Gaza with a high security tract. And there was a quite funny coincidence in 2005 where
three laboratory mice infected with plague escaped, and we thought no, nothing would happen, and then there was a second announcement that the plague killed Al-Qaeda operatives in Algeria. It's probably just a coincidence, and there's no link at all between them. But then afterwards, a few more mice went missing, but perhaps we should keep our eyes open. And while we're with such cases, swine flu has affected us all, including in Afghanistan. Swine flu, we'd have to do something. So the only pig they had in Afghanistan, they put in quarantine. The only pig.
Sieht doch sehr bedrohlich aus.
Looks very threatening.
Man sieht, es hat schon so Angriffshaltung und so, ne?
And as if it's about to attack us at any time. Another of the awards that we generally that we like to give out is the Richard Nixon Lame Excuse Award. One of the candidates this year was Wikipedia. Hey, our disks are full, with needing to use the delete button. And they managed to, it was quite impressive, they managed to delete, in less than 10 minutes, to delete their 1 million, their 1 million articles. Quite impressive. And consistent, has to say. Some politicians have genuine problems. Women had, a woman, this woman had a, Claudia Roth had a reason to leave the Green Party in Germany. Who had killed a fish, beaten a fish to death in a cookery program, and that really doesn't work if it's something you can't do if you're in the Green Party, and certainly not on live TV.
And Claudia Roth, anyway, is the person who would jump at any camera and get her picture in there. Another wonderful case of a lame excuse was Obama, who had promised before the election he would close Guantanamo Bay in a year. That year's over now. Guantanamo is still open. The excuse was there was a lack of money. They didn't have the money to close down Guantanamo because the inmates would have to be put somewhere, and the money was not got through Congress. Another nice excuse was that when papers were leaked about the practices of various telephone and internet providers, they were asked to release those papers and said, no, we can't, our customers would be too shocked. If the FBI goes to a company such as AT&T and wants a surveillance operation, it's about money. Who pays for this was the question, and that was what the request to release those papers under freedom of information was about. So, another candidate for the Lame Excuse Award were the police people who were against identification numbers. Here's a photo from a Berlin police unit with the sticker at the helmet. And then we have a British police person, police paramedic. You don't want to be cured by them, do you? And when the excuses went like, well, the ideas would be read wrongly and the police people could actually be identified. Yes, that's the point, yes.
A hot candidate was a Catholic church that was unbelievable. So they said that the abuse of child is not that bad because there are a maximum of 5% of the priests are involved in this. So if you consider how many priests are in the Catholic Church, well, so the winner this year is most definitely AT&T. AT&T excused itself that they could not say anything about how they work together with the NSA because they said there's a law that they don't need to publish this data if this is an interagency process. So and the NSA just declared that AT&T is an agency, so this way they didn't have to publish the data.
This is probably correct. This is the truth, apparently. Now, the last award in this category, the Balls of Steel Award, Yeah, the Balls of Steel Award, which every year is very nice, and the audience loves it. One of the candidates for this was this Protestant for Greenpeace in Russia for environmental protection and separation of garbage. But the Russians didn't really understand a lot of humor. And then we have this unknown performance artist who connected carrots with an alarm clock. And then we figured out that if you take on a costume, that could be pretty harsh on you. Your personal information, please. Identify yourself. What is it you have in your bag here? And what is that down there? And around your neck? Well, and then we have a non-dated picture from the press. We thought it's in Greece, but apparently it's from Seattle. Somebody who wanted to be a little bit more sportive in demonstrations.
Ganz ernsthaft, denn,
seriously, an important candidate of the people demonstrating in Copenhagen, they were expecting violence from the cops, and they went nonetheless and were arrested in great numbers. Respect worthy. And the honorable mention in this category goes to the hemp farmers of the USA who went to the Drug Enforcement Agency and planted hemp on the lawn in front of the DEA. You can see the sign below right. Hemp is not a drug. That's something that the DEAs weren't entirely in agreement with. And the winner of the Balls of Steel prize and the end of our show is someone who genuinely used his right to a phone call when he was arrested. And he was taken to a Guantanamo. He said that he needed to phone his uncle, and his uncle was Al Jazeera, to whom he made his phone call. He's the winner of the prize. And that's the end of the show.
Okay, thank you very much for listening to the translated feed. We hope you enjoyed the show. This translation was brought to you by Julian Volti,
Josh Robinson,
Yankee,
and Sebastian.
Please ensure that you provide feedback on the schedule website. Go to the wiki for the 26C3. Click on the Fornord Youth Show, and there's a comment field on the right that allows you to submit feedback. Please provide feedback how we could do it better.
Or you can also call Talk.
Thank you very much.